Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Couple of vicious attacks over the weekend in Brooklyn. Cops have video of the suspects. Now they need the suspects, as Glenn Schuck reports live from Williamsburg this morning. Glenn?
About 1 a.m. yesterday morning, this 28-year-old woman walking here at North 10th Street in Roebling, going into a building, and then suddenly tossed down the flight of stairs and sexually assaulted by a man who stole her money and her credit cards. The cops have surveillance video of that person using credit cards at a CVS 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I spoke with this man who works in the area.
I don't know, what the circumstances were, if it was a random attack or deliberate. A couple years ago, I lived in a neighborhood and there was a girl shot and killed just on the next block over. Right. Now it's getting a little scary around here.
We also have video up at 1010winds.com from 9 a.m. Saturday morning, this horrific attack at Pitkin Avenue in East New York. A 68-year-old man walking when a mugger jumps off a city bike and repeatedly stomps on the victim over and over on his face, breaking his wrist and his nose. And then before leaving, the suspect grabbed a necklace and the cell phone from the man laying on the ground. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Williamsburg in Brooklyn.
Senator Chuck Schumer presumably has the ability to contact Governor Cuomo directly or contact any other major state official directly, and maybe he's done that in regard to getting the state to start handing out federal rent relief money. But Schumer held a news conference yesterday to announce that he's written a strongly worded letter on the topic.
We want tenant relief now, and we cannot wait any longer. The tenants need help. The moratorium is about to expire. I'd like to see it renewed, by the way.
The Emergency Rental Assistance Program has handed out some money, $117,000 at last check, but applicants have been warned that it could take weeks to get payments because of technical glitches on the application website, among other issues. Five people were killed in a head-on crash in Quag over the weekend. Police say a Nissan Maxima, driven by 22-year-old Justin Mendez of Brookhaven, crossed the center line on Montauk Highway around 11:15 Saturday night and slammed into a Prius driven by 32-year-old Farhan Zahid of Bayshore. Both drivers were killed, along with three passengers in the Prius. Another passenger in the Prius is in critical condition. Police say speed may have been a factor in the crash. In Queens, near Kennedy Airport Saturday night, 38-year-old Diana Granobles and her 10-year-old daughter Isabella were killed when an allegedly drunk driver crashed into their car. 42-year-old Tyrone Absalom and a passenger in his car are in critical condition. He's charged with manslaughter, assault, and DWI. You may have heard about the crash on Friday in Yonkers. A driver swerved and hit a curb and then ran into a 36-year-old mother and her 8-month-old daughter. The baby was trapped under the car.
4-3 headquarters expedite. We got a baby under the vehicle.
You heard, let's lift it up, and that's exactly what two cops and some bystanders did. One of them was Officer Paul Samayede, who talked to ABC 7.
When I picked the baby up and I was walking out, she was soaked, which I came to realize later on was motor oil. She was bleeding from a couple of spots. And as soon as I got outside, I was able to find the father and I handed off to the father. I think he held her a little tighter than he probably should have, but I think he was very happy that she was as well as she seemed.
The baby suffered a skull fracture and some burns. The mother had a broken leg. They're both going to make it, though. The driver is charged with DWI. A Douglas F-4D Skyray fighter, which was assigned to the USS Intrepid during the Cold War, is on its way back to the Intrepid, but they won't have to clear the deck so it can land. The Skyray is coming by water, not by air. It was at the New England Air Museum in Windsor Locks, Connecticut. It's coming down the Connecticut River on a barge, which will proceed into Long Island Sound, then the East River and around the tip of Manhattan, and up the Hudson to the Intrepid, where it should arrive tomorrow morning, the trip taking a total of 30 hours. Back in the day, the Skyray could have made that trip in under 15 minutes. City Bike would like to put in more City Bike stations in all five boroughs, and the City Department of Transportation would like your feedback on where these City Bike stations should go or not go. The department has a couple of maps you can mark up if you'd like. Just Google City Bike Feedback Maps, and they'll come up. City Bike wants 40,000 of its bikes on the streets by 2023. Yeah, something called the Nightlife Advisory Board, and this board is advising that people be allowed to drink alcohol in public spaces and maybe have impromptu concerts while they're at it, noting that a lot of cool cities in other parts of the world allow such things. Not enthusiastic about this prospect, people who live near Washington Square Park, where this is basically already happening, much to their dismay. But Andrew Ridgey, chair of the Nightlife Advisory Board, in addition to being director of the New York City Hospitality Alliance, says allowing alcohol al fresco might actually improve the quality of life in the city, although he didn't identify any specific locations that would be good fits for this.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.